More than 70 years after being exposed to mustard gas at Great Lakes Naval Training Station, a World War II veteran's claim for VA benefits is being reconsidered. For our series Off the Base, WUSF's Bobby O'Brien updates us on the Tampa Bay area veteran's case and how Congress has responded to the mustard gas investigation by NPR.
It was not until 1991 that the Department of Defense declassified information on its mustard gas experiments using U.S. soldiers and sailors. World War II veteran John Tedesco was exposed to mustard gas in January 1944 at the Great Lakes Naval Training Station, along with some of his buddies from his hometown of Erie, Pennsylvania. So when the testing became public, they filed VA claims.
Because they were all kind of sick, too.
Tedesco has asthma and says he's had breathing problems ever since he enlisted at age 17.
So we went down to see, I think his name was Hill, at the courthouse. He was head of the veterans thing. He filled out the forms and he told us we had to go up to VA and get tested. It took 2 days. Never heard anything from that. And that was the first time we tried to get something.
He would try again, and with more evidence, a copy of a letter written home about the mustard gas tests by a friend in the same company at Great Lakes. But that claim was denied, too.
I've been turned down every time I've tried. Even though when I got that letter, and it said in there that we were mustard gas, they still turned me down. So then I says, the heck with it.
There were big promises made to these men by the federal government decades ago.
Caitlin Dickerson is a reporter with NPR's investigations desk. She spent months digging through documents and congressional testimony in 1991 when promises were made to care for the thousands of World War II veterans exposed to mustard gas by their own government.
And it was very clear that those promises weren't upheld and that there wasn't a whole lot of time left to tell their stories.
The NPR series on mustard gas testing has refocused attention on veterans who were exposed but did not receive VA benefits.
Evidence is a really big part of the VA's process for granting disability benefits.
It's hard finding evidence because the mustard gas testing was kept secret for almost a half century after World War II ended. But Dickerson says the vets could be helped by a ruling in 2006 that allows a veteran's testimony to serve as evidence.
A veteran, such as a World War II veteran who'd been exposed to mustard gas, just didn't necessarily have to provide documents that prove that he was used in these experiments. His testimony would be enough to say that he'd been used in the tests.
The veteran has to prove they were injured in the military, that their disability or illness is service-related and still affecting them today. Dickerson says the VA is now handling all mustard gas claims through one office.
These mustard gas claims are very specific because, again, they in many cases lack that essential evidence and they're more nuanced.
Several members of Congress also responded to the NPR series. Florida U.S. Senator Bill Nelson is one of a dozen senators who wrote the VA secretary requesting that the VA contact and review pending mustard gas claims and veterans who have been denied.
They didn't have an option to say no, just like the soldiers in Vietnam who were exposed to Agent Orange didn't have an option to say no. There's an obligation of the United States government to take care of our veterans.
By mid-July, the VA sent World War II veteran Tedesco a form offering to review his denied claim. The 88-year-old retired carpenter and contractor filled out the form and again requested benefits for his mustard gas exposure from 71 years ago. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
You can see pictures on our website, too, at wusfnews.org.